We are saddened by these reports of violence that are taking place in Zimbabwe, especially the renewed wave of violence, because now, as people working in the human rights field, we are not sure whether these intimidation tactics are being employed in order to try and force the MDC to come back to the inclusive government and to resume full operations as before under the inclusive government, or whether we are going back to the previous years, like 2008, when violence escalated and the people of Zimbabwe were beaten into submission, into voting for the ZANU-PF.
What can be done?
To appeal to the SADC and the AU as guarantors of the inclusive government and the global political agreement to step in, because surely the parties to this agreement have failed to resolve the issues that are still outstanding. So now we need outside influence in order to do away with the stalemate that we are faced with right now. And also, this does not bode well for us, especially when we are looking at the international community to come in with aid.